This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM celebrates World Water Day, brought to you by Indah Water Consortium, New Life for Water.
It is 6:13 in the evening. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And today we're observing World Water Day. Like we said, more important than ever in a time where water is more important than ever to keep clean in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. So since all of us are hopefully washing our hands more, washing our vegetables more, washing ourselves more, it does cause this question, I think, about our water habits and how to best practice them, how to use water wisely. And in light of that, we're going to be speaking with Dato Abdul Kadir Mohamed Din, President of the Malaysian Water Association. Again, if you'd like to weigh in, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Dato, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good evening.
So to start off, can you help us recap on why it's so important to prevent water wastage?
Well, water, as everyone knows, is very precious and difficult to treat. And it has been our basic and must necessity in our everyday life. So it should not be taken as for granted supply, as we can see the hardship that occurs whenever there is no water. So as such, this should be treasured and be prudently consumed, and it's a duty for everyone not only to prevent, but to use water wisely for the right purpose. I'd like to add in that water, when you talk about water, it comes from, most of it comes from the rivers, you know, or groundwater. And to get that water be treated and supplied to our houses, that is very costly. And that is for the start of the thing. If things are very costly, we should start preventing any wastage.
So I did want to touch on that briefly, because I think that, for example, if you look at other countries, I'm thinking here of people like Australia or Singapore, there is this huge emphasis on not wasting water. Here in the country, like you rightly pointed out, that shift in mindset only really happens when we are forced to make it. Why do you think we do have this mindset of being maybe a little bit free and easy with our water use compared to other people?
Well, I guess it boils back to what's the cost of water. If you buying things, you see things are very expensive, you think twice whether you buy, and is it worth to buy? Are you going to use it? So it's value for money. So if you look at what's happening to Malaysia nowadays, you look at the average national water consumption is about 210. It can go as high as 300. You know, as police reported, it's about 300. Liter per person a day, and you look at Penang, the second highest is about 270. And if you look at our average just now, it's about roughly about 27% higher than that recommended by the World Health Organization. That is about 165 liters per person a day. As you pointed out, right, roughly Singapore, our neighboring country, is about 145. Why? They can reduce. There are ways that they can reduce. Firstly, because they have put the water in the right perspective in terms of value. Then they also put in some education part of it. If you look at the European, I just take Netherlands. Netherlands were 107 liters per person a day. So if I look at in general, this is what people is missing. Generally, in a household, a person just needs about 100 to maybe 100 to 120 liter per person per day. But if you look at the real consumption of a person, hardly we consume about 3. Most, very difficult to consume about 5 liter a day. And if I take example of 5 liter a day for per person, if a household consists of 5, that means you need only 25 liter to consume. So what happened to the, you talk about 200, let's say 200 an average. So you only need 175 liter is not for consumable. That is for use of non-potable. And this is where we can use a second-grade water for washing and laundry. And that is a fact that people should know on how to save water to use, as I said just now, use wisely for the right purpose.
So do you think that if we were to go ahead and value our water appropriately, Do you think, I know that it would have a change in terms of water habits, but do you think that it would be well received? I imagine that people would have some issues dealing with that change in price.
Okay, it has become a habit. The thing that you do every day and you don't change, it becomes a habit, and that habit turns into a culture. So our generation, when I talk about generation, the old generation is going to be replaced with the new generation. The new generation needs to be educated with public education program and awareness program on what is water is all about. And this is where we have not started. If you look at neighboring countries, Europe, they have started at a preschool to show the importance of environment, importance of water. And that is where the value water comes in. The government, SPAN in particular, has already formulated this tariff setting mechanism. Unfortunately, with due respect, water has been politicized. Whenever you want to implement, there will be a lot of resistance. But then again, the water industry needs to be sustainable. And that is why the government restructured our water industry to make it sustainable. First, holistic, then you must be transparent, and then sustainable. And that has not been reached. So coming back to the value of water, it will be a pain for a start, but that is, I can say there is a transition period that all of us will have to undergo, but soon it will settle. And then people will get used to the value of what they buy.
So you mentioned there are different generations. Do you think that water habits among Malaysians have changed over time, whether for the better or for the worse?
I would say, if you look at the statistic figure, it's going to the worse. Because if you look at the consumption, in year 2017, it was 222, the average consumption, about 222 litres per person a day. In 2018, it was 226. So if you look at the previous year, back in 2016, 2015, it was lower. So it's on an increasing trend. And based on that, I would say that we have not learned. And there are still consumers who, during the drought season, still washing their cars, still irrigates their gardens and things like that. And these are the things I feel that it's not right. And not only that, the government, not in general, should also promote water consumption, practice, and also to value the water. Water is not free. So some state give water for free. I'm not going to say which state, but when it gets free water, sometimes people don't deserve free water. A person staying in a house alone, or two, almost three, and they're being enjoying free water, and they can afford it. So back to affordability. So what they have done in the B40, well and good, but the value still need to be relooked at, and that will change the habits of water usage.
So we're talking about water usage on quite a personal level, but of course, I think as we've alluded to, there are a lot of big picture systems that are attached to the whole thing. How can we understand this link between water wastage and the climate?
Okay, that's a very good question. You see, water comes from the source. The source is from, of course, from the river. There are a lot of sources. We have, commonly we have surface water and we have groundwater. And the surface water is being stored in a reservoir. So if there's no rain, then there's no water in the reservoir. And the rain is being catched. When I say catch, it is contained in the water catchment area. If you destroy the water catchment area, then there's no water to be stored. And thereby, the impact is going to be the water river yield. And that river yield is where you extract water for to be treated and distributed. So this climatic change play an important role. Sometimes the old saying says, a lot of water but not even a drop to drink. Why? Because the water, the rain falls in a different area, but the demand is in another area. So it's for us to manage this water properly and to store it properly and use it during the drought season. And this is where the integrated water resource management comes into place, which we have not 100% practiced it. So this needs to be implemented, and we have mooted the idea. Hopefully in the next RMK 12, this will be 100% implemented so that we can mitigate the climatic change by having a lot of water stored for our use.
And is there water wastage at the industrial level as well? And is there anything in place right now to oversee how different industrial sectors might be using water?
I would say the only record that we have is the consumption by the factories. What we really need is a proper water audit, either by SPAN or by the independent or a private company who be engaged to do water audits at factories. And then with that result, it will reduce the usage and increase the effluent recycle where applicable. I take one example. You take a textile factory where they use a lot of water, and that water that they use can be recycled. And the government play an important role by giving incentive to those our effort to recycle the water, because that is water that is going to be discharged into the river. That's one. To the simplest point, if you look at our individual units of aircons, our air conditioner also discharge water. It's a small drop, but if you put it in a pail, you can get one pail of water the next morning when you use your aircon in the house. And that is also water that can be used. So if you look at the industry per se, there is a need to monitor the consumption in detail and against the type of factory that use water consumption that can be recycled, and that maximize. Because when we use the industrial water, reduce the water in industrial consumption, it can increase the domestic reserve, and that will be good for the domestic sector.
So bringing it back to, I think, just the personal space, because we heard earlier the Director General of Health talk about the importance of keeping yourself clean, keeping your house clean. Are there ways for people to still be mindful of water usage now while also maintaining that optimal level of hygiene?
They can. As I say, it's a matter of discipline. You don't have to take a bath for half an hour. In fact, 5 minutes is also too long. So 3 minutes will do. You know, and how when you wash, brush your teeth, you should close your tap once you need it, and you should flush not all the time. And this is where methods of water usage domestic need to be looked at again, and then a proper pamphlets or perhaps some promotional brochures to be given to the public to guide them on the usage of water. This is where we feel in MWA, we are approaching the education ministry constantly to influence them to include the syllabus of the environment and water usage at as early as preschool level and also secondary, so that we can educate the future generation on the use of water and to appreciate this precious water.
Dato' Kadi, thank you very much for joining us.
Yep. Okay, thank you very much.
That was Dato' Abdul Kadir Mohamed Din, President of the Malaysian Water Association, talking about the importance of good water habits. And like we've been saying this whole time, we all know that water is precious and we have to save it. And just a quick tip, there is one way that Dato' Kadir just mentioned, take shorter showers. In fact, 3 minutes and under was what he said. So here's a tune that you can try while you're at it. This World Water Day tune is brought to you by Indah Water Consortium, New Life for Water.
BFM celebrates World Water Day, brought to you by Indah Water Consortium, New Life for Water.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.